You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings with Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I hope you've all had an amazing week. So with this week, the main thing that's happening this week is on the 20th. So for me, it is the 20th of this month, so tomorrow. If you're in America, it'll be the 19th, is we have Chiron moving into Taurus. So Chiron, I always call it the planet of pain, but some of the people call it the ringed healer or planet of healing, but I see it as a bit different. So it has been in Aries since about 2018-2019, and it is making its way for 4 months into Taurus, and then it will move back into Aries, and then next year in April, it will move back into Taurus and will be there for a while. This, it is going to bring it's going to bring issues to do with like housing, financial issues, sort of what we value, what we create, what we want things to be. Sort of stable, it's going to bring a bit of an unstable sort of reality. For me, looking at Taurus, it does a second house. So it does look at finances and money and wealth. It looks at, I feel like they look at like sort of luxury items, because you look at a Taurus person, like they like to be comfortable. They like the nice things. So I feel like it may see people sort of turning away from more buying those brand names. And it's going to create, it may even make things sort of fluctuate up. Last time we had this was in the late 70s and 80s. So back then there was an oil crisis that we had. There was interest rates going up. There was a lot of pressure around financial, and there was like issues around housing. So again, the issues are going to kind of come back up, especially in Australia where things were sort of different back then. So I feel like that we're getting to see a taster of what's to come more of next year. But I do feel like it's going to shake up things that make us feel safe and secure. It is going to shake those things up a little bit and move it around. So, and I do feel like that we might see more high inflation going higher. Could we also see a higher interest rates going up too? There probably is going to be issues around housing affordability. I feel like housing is going to be going down because we've got the Chiron moving into Taurus. We've also got the Mercury retrograde happening next week, which is going to be, so it's happening on the 30th of June, which is going to be in Cancer, and that does rule housing. And so Mercury is all about that communication, and it is going to go a bit haywire because if Mercury goes into retrograde, things could be haywire, and it's in the star sign of Cancer, which does rule housing. We've also got Jupiter. So at the end of the month, he's also going to be moving from Cancer into Leo. So over the last year, we've had house prices sort of inflate going up. And now we're going to see, we don't have that energy anymore. So it's going to go into the sign of Leo. And we're going to see a big change in that. So that's what we've got coming up for the week. We've also got on the 25th, we've got Venus trying in Saturn. So it's going to be, this is going to create you resilience. So even though we're going to have a bit of a shakeup, maybe this week starting or as we go over the next 4 months, we've got a transit here that's going to bring, so you're going to be quick-witted and finding a way out. You're going to be more creative in finding solutions to problems that are going to come up to do with money and to do with relationships. I do feel like with what we've got coming up, it's about having a plan B. I feel like it's like you can't rely on plan A. So don't have your eggs in one basket. Make sure that you've got a plan, sort of at least B or even C, just in case your plan A doesn't work, that you've got something to fall back on. And that's what I feel like is all about, that the transits that are kind of come up, and having the Venus try Saturn is going to help you with that. Also, I feel like about thinking outside the box, thinking with your heart, being caring, compassionate, But it is all about being creative at the same time, because Venus is in Leo, and Leo is about using your heart, about being creative. Okay. The rules of the fifth house. Let's look at the caller we've got coming in today. We've got Christina. So she's from Kentucky. So hello, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Well, you know, just some issues that I would like some clarity on, I guess. A partner that I've had for a very long time told me 2 days ago she was no longer in love with me, but still loved me, wants to be friends, wants to be roommates, because of a third party that's involved.
It's like you can't turn back time with this relationship, because as you're talking, before you were saying it, I was getting it. First of all, I got the heart being crushed, and then I was getting like, I want to be friends. But I feel like with this, it's like you can't go back. It's like you can't. I feel like for you, it's like all or nothing. It's like it's going to feel uncomfortable if you're just going to be like roommates or friends. And I feel like that the other person involved wants the best of both worlds. Like they don't want to give you up completely. And I feel like that's why they're saying that, but they're not ready to let you go. Like they're not ready to let you go completely, but they want the excitement or the newness with the third party. And I kind of feel like there's already been boundaries crossed as well. And I feel like that there's been a plan. I feel like they've been planning this. I feel like that I just feel like you can't take this. I kind of feel like you're going to make some tough decisions over the weekend and even next week. And I feel like you are going to, I do see you moving out. So I feel like it's either you or her, someone's moving out. Okay.
Yeah, it'll be me. Because we live together with kids.
Yeah, I feel like it's you. But you're going to land on your feet. This is going to be, it's like thinking in the future when you think back about this, it's like you're going to see that. I feel like you've been sort of boxed in, and you got, because this is going to be leading to something exciting and new for you, because I feel like that you're going to be exploring, you're going to be experimenting of who you want to be with. Like I feel like there's some deep thoughts and discussions that you're having with yourself, and I feel like within like 6 months you're in a different, completely different headspace. I feel like you're happy, and I feel like those things that didn't make sense are going to make sense too. And I feel like you're going to be saving money.
Yeah, that would be amazing. that is very, very true. I guess like in this situation, because like I already know, you know, things that are the way they are. However, I have been given information that this person that has inserted themselves into what we like into our life is very abusive. And I want to make sure he's not going to hurt any of the children.
Well, I do feel like that this other person is all about what they want. I do feel they are a strong personality, but the thing is that they're looks like blindsided though, but the children say the children that are involved, are they not your children? Like are they more her children? Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because I kind of felt like you might not get to see them. I see her protecting the children, but it's from you. So I feel like there's going to be an aggressive thing here. It's going to be hard, but I feel like you're walking away. And I mean, I can't see if he's going to be really bad with the kids. I can't see that. And the platform that we're on here, it's a bit hard. But I just feel like, you know, she needs to go through what she's going through. I do feel like you're going to hear from her again. And I feel like because she's still going to want you in her life, but you can't. And I feel like even if it might be next year, but I feel like that there will be, you'll hear from her or through the grapevine of what had happened. But she wants this. It's like the excitement now for her. But she does want the best of both worlds. So she wants, like, she wants him, but I feel like she still wants you. And I do feel like she may even try to cross boundaries with you. So you're gonna have to have very clear expectations and boundaries for yourself. And I know it's hard because you've given your all to the kids, and I feel like you love them like they're part of you, or they're like your own. But I feel like that it's going to be hard because I don't feel like you've got the, like, even if you went to the courts, I feel like it's going to be hard for you. So,
yeah.
It's sometimes we all got paths, we all got soul contracts, we all got our own path. And sometimes, even though it's hard, if we see things happening, it's something we can't stop. But I do think you'll hear things with a grapevine. Look, I feel like the person, I feel like they do like to drink as well, but I don't know if it's a problem or not. I just see like whiskey and stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yes.
Oh. Okay. Because I could see whiskey. And
he's a very bad alcoholic.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's hard. This is very hard, but I just think that you got to concentrate on yourself. Maybe, you know, put some safe things up for the kids, you know, tell them that, you know, have discussions with them that you need to have with them, tell them that you love them, and, you know, or that you'll always be there for them. So if they need to talk to you, they can. But I feel like it's going to be hard because, I just see you walking away and you're having a different life. But I do see the partner trying to, I do feel like you're going to hear from her again though, and she'll tell you what's been like. I don't feel like this relationship's going to be forever, but I feel like this is also it's like your destiny or whatever you call it. It's like there's another path, that your path is branching out into somewhere different now, even though it's hard. So,
okay.
Yeah, it's hard. And I can't say everything because I'm on the air, so it's different, but. Thank you for calling in today. I hope I have helped you.
Yes, you have. Thank you.
That's okay. So, everybody, I hope you have an amazing week this week. So if you want to contact me for reading, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My Facebook page is Lady D Psychic Parties as well. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. My TikTok is also Lady D Psychic. And my YouTube is Lady D Psychic as well. So if you want to contact me, be available to do so. But if not, I'll see you same time, same place next week. So bye for now.